we have a significant inhibition as a small island developing state as it pertains to the exportation of fish. If you're exporting yams, bananas, and dasheen, the issue of the perishability of the commodity is important, but it is not an inhibitive factor. However, when you are exporting fish, you have to get the fish to the markets internationally in the shortest possible time. And it brings me to a very important issue that unless we have an international airport in this country, we will not see the significant growth that we can achieve in the fisheries subsector. Once we have greater access to the markets in the United States of America, it is our view as a ministry that we will see that there are more persons who are interested to invest in the fisheries subsector. We have been able to attract foreign direct investment over the years. However, as well-intended as these investors are, when they get here, because they have to transship the fish to Trinidad and Tobago before getting to the United States of America, the process starts, but it stops very soon. And we owe the fisher folk of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, the fishers, we owe you the Argyle International Airport so that we can increase the trade between St. Vincent and the Grenadines and international markets.